The Southern Ocean holds many secrets, hidden under the Antarctic ice sheet, and the ice sheet's made it particularly difficult to unlock the mysteries of the ocean and how it's changing as it gets warmer and more acidic. But now scientists have a new secret weapon, elephant seals. This week, 50 scientists from 8 nations are meeting in Hobart to discuss the Antarctic, and they're planning to use elephant seals, sound waves and instruments anchored to the floor of the ocean deep to uncover some of the ocean's secrets. Our environment editor, Greg Borschmann, reports.
The Southern Ocean. It's getting warmer, more acid, and it's critical to how climate change will play out over coming decades. Its sea ice zone covers more than 19 million square kilometres, 3 times the size of Australia. And it's because of all that sea ice that the Southern Ocean is a blind spot in the world's ocean observation system. Steve Rentoul is a CSIRO Fellow in Marine and Atmospheric Research.
It's important because one of the biggest unknowns in estimates of future sea level rise is just what the ice sheets in Antarctica and Greenland are going to do. And we now, in just in the last few years, have realized that that problem really involves the ocean. It's the ocean that might control the future of the Antarctic ice sheet. And so to finally fill in this blind spot in the ocean observing system, we'll have to use a whole variety of things. And that will include instruments on seals, instruments anchored to the seafloor but sending their data back by using sound pulses that we can pick up outside the ice, to profiling floats that are adapted so that they can survive encounters with the ice and provide us with data from the ice zone, to other autonomous vehicles, kind of like gliders or pilotless planes like drones in the atmosphere, that can sail around beneath the ice and periodically return to a place where they can transfer the data back to us.
You've called it a blind spot. How much longer will it be a blind spot?
10 years ago, we would have said it was both impossible and maybe not even that important. What we've realized in the last few years is that for many of the issues that we're most concerned about, whether it's climate change or sea level rise or the future of ecosystems, we can't do those problems without measuring the oceans around Antarctica. And to do that, we need to see beneath the ice.
And that's why elephant seals are becoming a critical part of the story. Professor Mark Hindle is from the Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies at the University of Tasmania.
These guys we're talking about are elephant seals, southern elephant seals. They breed on sub-Antarctic islands, Macquarie Island, Heard Island, places like that. But they feed in the Antarctic and they make massive migrations, you know, 1,500 kilometres or more, to get to the Antarctic continental shelf where they spend the wintertime foraging. And as the winter progresses, ice forms over the shelf, and so the seals are down there foraging in amongst the sea ice in the middle of the wintertime.
So despite all our satellites, despite all our shipborne instruments, despite the floating buoys, winter under the ice, at least under the Antarctic ice, has been called a blind spot, an Antarctic blind spot. Is that what the seals are going to finally shed light on?
It is, absolutely. And one of the other really nice things about seals, not only are they there at that time of year, but they're prodigious divers. And so they don't just faff around on the surface, they actually dive down to the bottom. So in Antarctica, the continental shelf is about 1,000 metres. They dive regularly to the bottom. They feed on the Antarctic benthos. And when they're offshore, they can actually dive deeper than that. The record depth is down to 2,000 metres.
You've been using oceanographic sensors on seals for years to understand basic biology, but these sensors are now much more sophisticated. What was the breakthrough? What was its significance?
Well, the oceanographers, I think, always thought we were kind of an interesting little bunch of people, but without all that much to contribute. And it wasn't until the sensors became comparable to theirs that we could actually come to them and say, well, we can actually give you stuff you can't get. And what they can't get is information on the Antarctic water column structure, particularly in the middle of wintertime and particularly under the sea ice. They can't get ships there at that time. They can't get their remote floating buoys to go into the ice. Well, not easily anyway. But our seals make a living out of going there. And so for the first time, we had instruments in the Antarctic pack ice in the middle of wintertime.
Like a script out of science fiction, sound waves may also soon be used under the ice sheet and glacier edges to measure temperature and other changes. Steve Rentoul from CSIRO again.
The tricky part is exactly how the sound waves, we know how it moves through the ocean. What we're less clear about is how it moves through the cavity beneath the ice shelves around the edge of Antarctica. So we need to do some tests. But the preliminary calculations suggest that it should work, and it would be a much more effective way of measuring the ocean beneath the ice shelf than what we do now. which is mostly to drill a hole through hundreds or up to 1,000 meters of ice and then deploy an instrument through that hole. We can only do that in a few places. The sound waves might allow us to do it in a much more comprehensive way for less cost.
Dr. Bronte Tilbrook is Principal Research Scientist at the CSIRO Centre for Weather and Climate Research.
There are big changes happening in the Southern Ocean. It's warming and the acidity levels are increasing. We've seen some change up till now, but the concern is what's going to happen in the next 40 to 100 years as CO2 levels continue to increase.
Dr. Tilbrook says it may only be a matter of decades before rising acidity levels in the Southern Ocean will start dissolving the calcium carbonate shells and skeletons of marine organisms.
Just to put it in perspective, these changes that we're going to see in the next 40 to 50 years are larger than anything we expect that's happened in the last 25 million years in this region.
Professor Hindle from the University of Tasmania says that the changes already seen are impacting the elephant seals.
It probably is affecting where they go. Certainly with changes in ice patterns, it's going to almost certainly affect areas that seals can get to and how long they'll stay there. But we are seeing some broader scale patterns in terms of their numbers. Elephant seal numbers have been declining since the 1950s, really. And in recent times, we've been able to link that to some of these large scale climate processes that take place in the Southern Ocean.
In a sense, that's giving you a clue that their fate and our fate is very much linked.
Absolutely. We're all on the same planet and we all have to deal with the same environmental problems.
That's Professor Mark Hindle from the University of Tasmania, ending that report from our environment editor, Greg Borschman, and that international meeting led by the South Ocean Observation System is occurring in Hobart this week.